Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Chapter 3, Scene 3, Vasudeva's Prayers to Newborn Krishna. My dear Lord, I can understand who you are. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of all living entities, and you are the Absolute Truth. Now you have appeared in your eternal form, which is directly perceived by us. I understand that because I am afraid of Kamsa, you have appeared just to deliver me from that fear. You do not belong to this material world. You are the same person who brings about the cosmic manifestation simply by glancing over your material nature. One may argue that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates this whole cosmic manifestation simply by his glance, cannot come within the womb of Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva. So to eradicate this argument, Vasudeva prayed, "My dear Lord, it is not a very wonderful thing that you appear within the womb of Devaki, because the creation was also made in that way. You were lying in the causal ocean as Mahavishnu, and by your breathing process, innumerable universes came into existence. Then you entered into each of the universes as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. Then again, you expanded yourself as Shirodakashayi Vishnu and entered into the hearts of all living entities and entered even within the atoms. Therefore, your entrance into the womb of Devaki is understandable in the same way. You appear to have entered, but you are simultaneously all-pervading. We can understand your entrance and non-entrance from material examples. The total material energy remains intact even after being divided into 16 elements. The material body is nothing but the combination of the 5 gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Whenever there is a material body, it appears that such elements are newly created. But actually, the elements are always existing outside of the body. Similarly, although you appear as a child in the womb of Devaki, you are also existing outside. You are always in your abode, but still you can simultaneously expand yourself into millions of forms. One has to understand your appearance with great intelligence, because the material energy is also emanating from you. You are the original source of the material energy, just as the sun is the source of the sunshine. The sunshine cannot cover the sun globe, nor can the material energy, being an emanation from you, cover you. You appear to be in the 3 modes of material energy, but actually the 3 modes of material energy cannot cover you. This is understood by the highly intellectual philosophers. In other words, although you appear to be within the material energy, you are never covered by it. We hear from the Vedic version that the Supreme Brahman exhibits his effulgence, and therefore everything becomes illuminated. We can understand from Brahma Samhita that the Brahma Jyoti, or the Brahman effulgence, emanates from the body of the Supreme Lord. And from the Brahman effulgence, all creation takes place. This is further stated in Bhagavad Gita, "Brahmano hi pratishtaham." The Lord is also the support of the Brahman effulgence. Originally, he is the root cause of everything. But persons who are less intelligent think that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes within this material world, he accepts the material qualities. Such conclusions are not very mature, but are made by the less intelligent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is directly and indirectly existing everywhere. He is outside this material creation and is also within it. He is within this material creation not only as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, he is also within the atom. Existence is due to his presence. Nothing can be separated from his existence. In the Vedic injunction we find that the Supreme Soul, or the root cause of everything, has to be searched out, because nothing exists independent of the Supreme Soul. Therefore, the material manifestation is also a transformation of his potency. Both inert matter and the living force or soul are emanations from him, and only the foolish conclude that when the Supreme Lord appears, he accepts the conditions of matter. Even if he appears to have accepted the material body, he is still not subjected to any material condition. Krishna has therefore appeared and defeated all imperfect conclusions about the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva continued his prayers. My Lord, your appearance, existence, and disappearance are beyond the influence of the material qualities. Because your Lordship is the controller of everything, and because you are the resting place of the Supreme Brahman, there is nothing inconceivable or contradictory in you. As you have said in Bhagavad Gita, Mayad Yakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam He Tunanena Kaunteya Jagad Vipari Vartate. Material nature works under your superintendence. It is just like government officers working under the orders of the chief executive. The influence of subordinate activities cannot affect you. The Supreme Brahman and all phenomena are existing within you, and all the activities of material nature are controlled by your Lordship. You are called Shuklam. Shuklam, or whiteness, is the symbolic representation of the Absolute Truth, because it is unaffected by the material qualities. Lord Brahma is called Rakta, or red, because Brahma represents the qualities of passion for the purpose of creation. Darkness is entrusted to Lord Shiva because he annihilates the cosmos. The creation, annihilation, and maintenance of this cosmic manifestation is conducted by your potencies, and yet you are always unaffected by those qualities, as confirmed in the Vedas. Harir hi nirguna saksha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always free from all material qualities. It is also said that the qualities of passion and ignorance are non-existent in the person of the Supreme Lord. My Lord, you are the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Great, maintaining the order of this cosmic manifestation. And in spite of your being the Supreme Controller, you have so kindly appeared in my home. The purpose of your appearance is to kill the followers of the demoniac rulers of the world, who are in the dress of royal princes, but who are actually demons. I am sure that you will kill all of them and their followers and soldiers. I understand that you have appeared to kill the uncivilized Kamsa and his followers. But knowing that you were to appear to kill him and his followers, he has already killed so many of your predecessors, your elder brothers. Now comes that is simply awaiting the news of your birth, and as soon as he hears about it, Kamsa will immediately appear with all kinds of weapons to kill you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.